Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I have a suspicion that my husband is lying to me about something, and I just want to know why. And if I'm wrong, I don't want to have that out there in my circle of friends. So
okay.
I'm hoping you guys...
All right. Well, slow down here. What's your husband's name?
Tom.
Okay, and how long have you been married?
So, we've been married for 5. We've actually been together for like 7 years.
Okay, so what do you think he's lying about?
So, basically, we live in Chesapeake, but Tom owns a condo in Virginia Beach. So he's been, like, trying to get rid of it. It's not happening.
Right,
so
right.
He's just, like, renting it out.
Okay.
So basically, he's had, like, a few different tenants since he started. And, like, you know, no one too difficult. But 3 months ago, this woman moved in. And I don't know her. But ever since she moved in, like, there's problem after problem. Like, he's always going over there. And he's, like, super handy. He's always going over to fix something for her. And it just...
He's had this condo as long as you've known him, right?
Yeah, he's always had it.
Well, the condo is old now, right? I mean, it's going to break. Things are going to break in a condo.
No, I know. But here's the thing. So he's super handy. I don't want to seem, like, super crazy. But, like, he will always go over there and fix stuff himself, like, no big deal. But all of a sudden, this new woman moves in, and he's over there constantly. Like, all of a sudden, it's not that old.
Okay,
and
so...
And it just seems like...
So, what do you think? This person is lying or something?
I don't know. I don't know if the person is lying or if he is, but I have asked Tom, like, what's this lady's problem? You're always over there. Like, why are you over there every, you know, single weekend? And he's like, well, it's just because, like, she's super old. So this is where it's, like, getting a little bit, like, crazy in my head. He said that she's a super old lady, and that's the whole problem.
Okay.
So I just, like, totally accepted that. And then, like, just out of curiosity, like, I just, like, looked her up on Facebook, and... The thing is that she's not old at all. I swear to God, she's like 41.
Mm.
Yeah, she's divorced. She has a teenage daughter. But the whole, when he said old lady, I mean, she's 41. That's not old.
Right.
Okay, so that's one thing. And this is where it's all getting caught up in my head. She said mutual friends. They're mutual friends, Tom and this lady. So then I'm like looking more and more stuff and I'm like getting all caught up on Facebook, which is so stupid. But she's liking all of his posts. So she doesn't ever comment or anything, but she'll like go in and just like post after post.
Mm.
I'm sure that she does that because she knows if she actually comments, it's going to show up more often as if she just likes something. It's still pretty incognito, you know?
Right, that's what I think. Like, she doesn't comment. She just like wants to like, I don't know.
Lay
I don't
low.
Know.
Yeah. Jennifer, what is this lady's name?
So her name's Lainey, but I asked I had asked Tom a while back, I was like, what's this lady's name? And he told me her name was Elaine. But on Facebook, it says Lainey, which, you know, like an abbreviation. But I feel like Elaine is like, I don't know, like an older and sounding name. And that's why he said it. He wanted her to sound older.
Right. Okay. So bottom line here, you think Tom is going over there for more than just fix it duties?
I mean, maybe. I just feel like, okay, here's another thing. Last Saturday, he went over there, I think, at like 4 o'clock, and he was like, oh, I'm just going to be a while. And he had like a change of clothes with him, and I was like, oh, are you like bringing dress-up clothes? Like, joking. And he was like, no, I'm just going to stop by the cleaners and drop these off. Which, if you know my husband, this man has never once dropped off anything at the cleaners. Like, not in our entire years of marriage or even dating.
Okay.
Never once been to the cleaners.
I would say that's kind of suspicious right there. So, now who do you want us to call, Tom or this Lainey person?
Well, I don't have her number, so I guess Tom, but I don't even, what do you guys say?
Okay. Well, now, did you want to stay on the line and listen, or do you want to hang up and listen on the radio?
No, I want to stay on.
Okay.
I do.
Then when we come back, what we'll do is we'll call Tom. We'll see if we can get the truth out of him while you're listening secretly, but we're going to need a plan for this one, though. Mm-hmm. So if anybody has any ideas and you want to text us at 757-104. Now, what were some of the ideas? Maybe the ones that we didn't go with.
Okay, here's three of the most popular ones.
Okay.
Pull the STD card from the local health department, notified,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Say Lainey applied for a job and put him down as a reference.
And then we could ask, what's your relationship with her?
Yeah. Maybe say she's in the hospital and he's listed as her emergency contact.
Okay. These are all good ideas, by the way. It's not that we did.
Someone texted in a really good idea.
Somebody said, why don't you have Ashley call and pretend to be a friend of Lainey's who lives in the condo complex and say that she needs something fixed, too, and then kind of have a conversation with him.
Yeah, they're like, since Tom is a handyman, Ashley should call him and say she was referred to by Lainey and allude to sexual acts.
Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to call. Ashley's going to pretend she lives in the same condo complex. She's friends with Lainey and say, oh, Lainey recommended you. He said you're really handy, yada, yada, yada.
So this is really relying on if Ashley can pull this off.
Well, yes.
Oh, shut your mouth, Brandon.
Here we go.
All right, here we go indeed. All right, here we go indeed. All right, so, but remember, when he talks to you, after you ask him for the help with thing, remember to bring up and just be like, I'm so happy for you and Lainey.
Okay. Shh.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tom?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Tom. My name's Ashley. I'm actually a friend of Lainey's, and I live in the same condo complex as her. She told me to call you because I needed help with something.
Okay. What's up? What can I do for you?
So I need somebody to help me hang a picture, and I want it to be straight, and plus it's kind of a big picture. It's definitely a two-person job, and I don't have one of those straightener thingies thing, you know, with the little bubble inside of it.
A level?
Yes, a level. Do you think next time you're over, you could stop by and help me? I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Perfect. And by the way, just to put this out there, I'm really happy for you and Lainey. Like, I haven't seen her so happy in a long time. Like, not since she got divorced.
Oh, well, I'm happy if she's happy, I guess.
Yeah, I was joking with her because I told her, well, I don't think I can repay Tom for his work the same way you do.
Oh, I mean, she doesn't really pay me. I own the condo, so if something breaks, I have to fix it anyway. So it's not a...
Oh, I know. I mean, I just meant, like, don't worry. I'm not going to make a move on your boyfriend or anything.
I got you. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, we're not really exclusive or anything. So next time I'm in the area, I'll swing by, and you don't have to worry about repaying me. It'll be our little secret, unless you're a good cook.
Actually, I am. I'm a great cook.
Well, then I will try to make it at dinner time. What day is good for you this week?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you're the one with the busy schedule.
Enough. Okay, I'm enough. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, Tom, you f***ing disgust me. How long has this been going on? Hello? Thomas, I am talking to you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is your wife? Oh, you want to explain to me how long you've been seeing this other woman? Was it before she moved in? Like, what is happening?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about right now.
Do not lie to me right now, and do not hang up. Do not run from this.
Oh, he did. He did hang up. Jennifer, not only did it sound like he was dating that Lainey girl, it sounds like he was trying to get with Ashley, too.
Yeah, he definitely was a weirdo. He gave me the creeps.
No, I cannot believe it. I'm sorry. I'm just like, I know I'm supposed to, like,
no.
You know, this is what I was trying to do, but now...
Look, I don't know about you, but I'm wondering who else he's gone over to fix things for. Like, who was the tenant before Lainey?
Well, before, it was like a couple guys in the Navy. Like, no one.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Well, he probably didn't have to go over there and fix things. But it still sounds like something's going on. I think you just got the proof you were looking for.
Well, yeah, but I'm just like, I'm sorry. I just feel like so stupid. Like, I just should have known. Like,
No. You're not stupid, and you did know, and that's why you called us. You just needed the proof. That's all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.